When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun, yes, I like to laugh, I like having fun to meet people who laugh. Good morning, everybody! Oh, Doctor, we are back! Ladies and gentlemen, it is October 1st, it's the beginning of Rocktober! Rocktober, ladies and gentlemen. It is the month of October. We love this month. It's the fall. It is the beginning of Rocktober when rock stations across the world honor the legacy and the history of rock music. Classic rock, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, the Beatles, the Stones, the Kinks. Everybody loves rock and roll. How many people out there are going nuts for it? Listen to it down to the down to the down on ragged again, ragged again, going wang, ragged again. Come on, Doug, help me with some kind of rock music. Anyway, this is not rock music. Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. It is 10 a.m. here in Glendale, California. I am your host, Tim Heidecker, back for another episode of Office Hours Live. I'm here at the Heidecker compound, joined by J. Doug Pound. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. And now listen, I need you to be on your A game today.
Turn him down on me.
Are you low?
You're very loud, and everything else is low. That's my problem.
Oh,
but we good now.
I need to tell you something, Doug. You need to be on your A game today. You need to do more work than you've done in a long time, friend. You know why? Because we got a man down situation going on here. We have a man down, and I'll tell you what, it's not good. It is not good. Here to give us the full details of the situation is, from his home, Mr. Victor Berger the Fourth. Vic, come on in to the main room here. Are you there, Vic?
Yes.
Ask to unmute. Can we unmute Vic, please?
I don't see him.
Ruby Berger.
Oh.
Nice.
Get him unmuted. Come on.
He is.
Speak, Vic.
Hello.
Hello.
What the hell?
Welcome to the other side. Welcome to you're on the other side of the mirror, right?
I know it's kind of nice to see the community here. There's a lot of people watching, and this is all a new, I have a new respect for the show now, actually.
Were you surprised? We're Zoomers and do this with waving or whatever you want to do to communicate with me without words. Were you surprised to see Vic and is in the Zoom room, everybody? I mean, that's a little strange, huh?
Wow, yeah.
So, Vic, what's happening? Give us the news why you're not with us this morning in the Heidecker compound.
It's really a safety issue because my kids play with the next door neighbor's kids, and they play. They're kind of they've been part of the community during this COVID time.
I have the coronavirus. And
you were caught molesting the neighbor's children, arrest.
No. Let's not start any rumors. No. There's no monitor on my ankle yet. The parents have COVID. They have the
wait.
The
what? Trump. Say that again. That's big.
My neighbors, the parents that live next door of the kids, have the Trump virus. They both
Jesus.
Have it. So, I got tested immediately. Thankfully, Los Angeles has a good system for that. And I hear crying. And the next day, I was stressing out. I'm like starting to feel like aches and pains. And I'm like, do I have a little
psychosomatic stuff, right?
Yes, all this shit going on. And thankfully, I got a negative.
Hey-o!
The pound. Negative, but there's still like a, you know, there's like that incubation period where possibly I could have it. And I don't want to be responsible for the death of anybody. So I'm just going to, it's, you know what I mean?
Doug is out of control already.
He is. I mean, Rob, it's even more chaotic than when I'm there for some reason. Yeah.
This will create a hyper-focus. This will create an intense, microscope onto the show by the audience where they're going to finally say, okay, here's what Doug is actually contributing. When you take Vic out of the equation, what is it that Doug's bringing to the table? Right. We shall see today.
He may do so well that I might not come back. It might not be asked back. You know?
Well, that's how it was in the olden days, and that's how we built this show. We built Trinity, of course, were very great shows.
Brick by Brick.
Brick by Brick was all of us.
Yeah. I want to say, Jay, thank you for your work, buddy, and best of luck on your new venture. I don't know if you can hear me.
Jay, yes, that's the other news. And
something.
Vic is breaking some news as well. Jay, the intern, is going to be taking a hiatus.
Why?
Yeah, that's correct.
I'll tell you what. We had cops were called to Jay's apartment after his wife called saying that there were several guns. And Jay was taken into custody and apprehended and was in the mental hospital over the weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little ridiculous. I had licenses for all the guns. I think this is state overreach.
I believe so, too. And you know what? Listen, we love Jay, and we're going to be supportive of him. He's going through a really tough time right now. Jay, you're just getting too busy with your other job.
Well, yeah. So basically, I got hired to a full-time job working at an access center, which is basically where parents whose kids are in elementary school and in Zoom classes, they drop their kids off at a rec center, and I'm going to be helping make sure the kids do their classes and stuff.
Great.
But it's going to be like 40 plus hours a week. So I don't know that I'm going to have time to continue working on the show.
Well, we thank you for your service. Vic, how are we going to structure your payment for this month in terms of the patron split?
I don't know. You have to guys work that out, but maybe I make it up. I have a surprise. I was so excited to come today because I got these cool straw fireman hats. So I got some for. They're straw fireman hats.
Oh my goodness, that sounds very flammable.
Right. It is. But they look cool. You can steal some valor. You walk around, people think you're a fireman. So.
That's amazing. They look kind of like pith helmets, you know, like when the
when
the British used to go to the African jungle and colonize.
So I'll be bringing these next week, and so we have a hat to wear next week.
How did you? How did you enjoy the debate the other night? Did you find that relaxing to watch?
I did not. It was hell, and I don't know. I don't know if it hurt Trump at all. I don't know if it helped Biden.
What a terrible question to ask.
Did you?
I think there are a lot of missed opportunities from Sleepy Joe to hammer Trump. But what are you going to do? You know, he's our best bet at this moment.
That's right. Was that Mr. Prump?
Rocket Man. Protests your ass.
My thing, I wanted to see anger. I wanted him to just get riled up and just.
How
just,
angry can you get though? I mean, he did tell him to shut up. He called him a clown. He called him a dope or whatever.
Yeah.
There's only so much of that you can really do, but we'll talk about it throughout the show.
One, two, three, let's go.
I also want to welcome our in-studio guest, Vic. Listen, if you can stay on, stay on. People love you.
Hang around.
There's no reason why you can't.
Why not?
Sound like from your end?
I don't have any setup right now, but I can make that happen though.
Yeah, maybe think about. We should have talked about that. There's no reason why, because people have done it on the show where they play
sugar
stuff.
And neck massage, relaxation.
Doug's randomly firing over there, indiscriminately. My in studio guest. This is big, and we have this is our second in studio guest in the garage days. Is right here with me, Christina Lee.
Hi, everybody.
Good morning to you, Christina Lee.
Good morning to you. I'm excited to be here.
Little context, Christina Lee is the wife of producer Matt. And that's it. That's really the only...
That's the reason I'm here.
Yeah. Matt said, it's hell for me at home right now. Every night she's telling me, why don't you put me on the show? Why don't you pull your strings and give me an opportunity to be a star? No, Christina Lee is an old good friend of mine. She's very active in the entertainment industry. I should bring up your credits here, but Christina, tell us about your success.
I am a writer and showrunner right now. I'm working on a show called Made for Love that is going back into production very soon.
That's exciting.
And I'm here to promote my podcast.
You have a podcast. Yesterday was International Podcast Day, apparently.
Yes.
And it is a podcast-friendly episode with Corey and Brendan calling in with their new second season of Welcome to Branchburg. But what is the name of your podcast?
It's called The Diversity Hires.
The Diversity Hires. And this subject matter of the podcast is...
it's a podcast that I co-host with my friend Neha Patalia. And we talk to fellow BIPOCs in the entertainment industry.
What is that an acronym for, please?
Black, Indigenous, People of Color.
Got it.
Whoa.
And
oh, yeah. Oh.
That's right. And we talk about racism and discrimination that, you know, we've encountered in the business.
That you've encountered.
Yes. Sometimes we talk about our own personal stories.
So do you dish?
I will dish.
We will dish.
Do you want to dish now or later?
Let's just say this. Let's tease.
Let's go.
We have a long show.
All right.
And we have wonderful Zoomers that would love to say hello as well. So let's take a Zoomer.
Come on.
I will take Matt's choice. Matt's.
We just, wait, sorry.
That's Matt's choice story. Of the day.
Well, am I muted? Hello?
Wakey, time for school.
Lori Long.
Lori Long.
Hi.
Daughter of Shelley Long.
Got something to say? You have to unmute on your side, Lori.
Shelley, what was it like when your mom used to come home from hours and hours of working with the great Ted Danson and John Ratzenberger, George Wendt, Rhea Perlman, and Woody Harrelson?
She's such a bitch.
Oh, really? Your mother is a terrible person?
No one knows this. Terrible person.
Well, she had a bad reputation, actually. Shelley Long. Yeah. How can I help you today, Lori? What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you guys have seen the Dune trailer.
The what now?
The new Dune.
What's that, Doom?
Do you smoke cigars?
What? Remake.
The video game?
Yeah, the video game. Remake.
Dune, like the David Lynch.
Oh, I thought you were saying Doom. Doom.
Doom. No, D-U-N-E, like sand dune.
Let's see. Like, did I see that?
I would like to nominate for the Ice Bucket Challenge Vladimir Putin.
Classic.
That's terrific. Christina, have you seen the Dune trailer?
I have not.
Ding, Dune.
I haven't seen the original Dune either.
I know. I didn't see the Dune trailer. I haven't seen the original Dune either.
Kyle MacLachlan, you've never seen it?
Mm-mm. I was always told it was boring and long. And
I watched what's his name? Jodorowsky's Dune. Did you see that movie?
Oh, yeah.
How many Dunes are there?
Well, that one never got made. But
oh, that was sort of like one of those making of.
About a movie that the original.
Lori, who made this new Dune?
What do I think of it?
No, who made the new Dune?
It's the guy who did the new Blade Runner. The same guy.
Good morning.
Dennis Villeneuve, I think.
I'm not watching any of these movies, by the way.
Okay.
These properties.
It's worth watching. It's nice to watch a preview of a movie that, you know, you don't get to go see movies anymore. So.
Speaking of, the big breaking news this morning was the new Borat.
Good morning.
Trailer came out. New Borat. Which Doug, have you seen it?
I heard that it's been announced.
But have you seen the movie?
I have not seen the movie. The movie? The Borat movie?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
Of course I got the hidden link.
Did you?
No.
I did.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Brag.
I did. I saw it a couple weeks ago. I was asked to give feedback.
What, and why?
And it was radically changed after my notes.
I think I did. Is one of the editors someone we know?
Of course. I mean, I don't know how much is out publicly about it, but if they put the trailer out.
I don't know why I didn't get that link in my notes.
Sorry about that, buddy. I have this horrible memory of, I have a very weird relationship with Borat.
The actual guy.
He's a real character. Shane is excited to hear this. No. When the original Borat came out, I was, of course, a big fan of Ali G and the Borat segments on the Ali G show. And there was, as Eric and I, we had just kind of moved to town, and we got into, we got invited to an early sneak peek screening of it. But it was one of those focus group type deals, I think. And we got invited, we got in line, and as we're going through the line, somebody before we went.
Is okay.
What are you doing?
I bury her here.
Can you stop doing that? when I'm in the middle of a story, it's very hard to keep my. It's already hard for me to keep my train of thought.
Okay, well, I was looking up drops. I didn't hear what you said.
You're looking up drops.
Start from the top.
No, I'm not starting.
Okay, no, you're at the.
I'm at this line at the Warner Brothers lot, I believe, and somebody ahead of time just said. Just don't say you're in the industry, because they want to hear from people that are like regular people. They want their feedback. Okay. So just say you do anything else. And somehow I didn't think they'd ask, but as we're staying in the line, somebody was going around asking everybody. And what is it you do? I go, I'm a producer. I fully like.
Full
flake.
Blank. Flake blank.
Flake, like, I'm a, right, not Tim, not really, though.
Graphic designer is the go-to.
And they pulled us out of the line. They said, sorry, man, we can't have people from the entertainment industry in this screening. And I just got sent home. And I felt like such a, and, you know, Eric was mad at me, and it was embarrassing.
You blew it!
Yeah, I did blow it.
You blew it!
And then I had that thing when I saw it in the theater where I was like, it had already been described as the funniest movie that has ever been made. You are going to, you know, split your spleen. You're going to vomit from laughter. And I was in the theater and I was like laughing, but I wasn't laughing enough, you know, and people around me were laughing. And it started this cycle of like, this isn't that funny. What the fuck is everyone laughing at? But it is terrific. I mean, who am I to say what's funny? But it's great. And I'll tell you what, the new one's great. According to the trailer, I didn't see it. Am I supposed to say if
wait,
I saw
you did
it or
see
not?
It or not?
I don't know. I signed all kinds of legal paperwork, whether or not I saw it or not. I don't remember. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember. I'm Trump on the. Give me some.
Were you barfing during?
Give me
it?
Some helicopter noise, please. We will now go through and analyze the moment Trump breaks his NDA, talking about seeing the new Borat. No, so first you have night one where Trump says. I saw the new Borat, and it's very funny. I don't know what you want me to give you the ending? You want me to tell you how it ends? And now the next day, you're the reporter asking if I saw Borat.
Mr. President, is it true you've seen the new Borat film?
A lot of people are saying this, and I'll tell you something. I don't even know this movie, Borat. I haven't seen it, and I certainly don't know anything about it. I haven't heard about it.
Oh, but, well, apparently you've seen the film.
Listen, hang on.
The film, screening, is this
excuse
true?
Excuse me. I was asked ever if I had seen it. You could look at the tape. I said I haven't seen it. I don't know the movie.
There's video of you walking into the theater for the
screening. Well, we're looking into that, but I don't believe it was the film Borat. It was something else. So I haven't seen it. And
so
I don't know
you're
it.
Saying you have
I don't
not-
know it! I gotta go. You must be excited to hear all that Proud Boys chatter at the national debate, Vic.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that made my night. I mean, my jaw just like dropped. What the hell?
I mean, it was kind of cool that Joe Biden is the guy that brought up the Proud Boys. It wasn't Chris Wallace, right?
Right. That was Biden. That was a prepared line for him. Wimp, wimp. Make him defend it, you know. And
I would like to hear him say the word boogaloos.
That's next. Yeah. Of course, like Trump knows who they are. I mean, what's his name? Roger Stone's a Proud Boy, and he's always hanging out with him. Tucker Carlson.
I'm telling you guys, I have a new fraternal association, and I'm inviting everyone to join. Doug? Matt, Christina, unfortunately, is the men's only group. Vic,
can I have a sniff?
Everybody in the Zoom is invited to join. We're called the Reasonable Men.
The motherfucking Juggalos.
And there'll be no tattoos required.
Reasonable Men? Do you get branded?
You will be able to masturbate whenever you want, as long as you're doing it respectfully and in the privacy of your own bathroom or bedroom. That is our conditions, is you can masturbate freely, but it has to be in a bathroom or a bedroom. I think that's a pretty safe, some safe standards there.
Do the Proud Boys not do that? That's
one of their requirements, is to not do that thing.
They want them to get full of rage and they want to get all pent up.
What's the other thing? They have to eat some kind of cereal. They have to name a bunch of cereals.
Initiation. Yeah, they beat the shit out of them, and then they have to name cereals.
We're a non-violent group called the Reasonable Men, and all we encourage people to do is not cause trouble for anyone.
Now, do you have an undying love for Biden?
No.
Okay, well, do you...
I think he's an administrator of the federal government. He's the executive... He will be the executive administrator of the federal government, which is an enormous operation with
but not
all sorts
everything
of,
he does isn't perfect and brilliant.
No, I don't have some kind of
is he playing 4D
sick
chess?
Cult view of a guy running for president. I don't have some kind of sycophantic, almost to the point of sexual obsession with somebody like most Trump supporters. Okay. Let's take another Zoomer before we get to our special guest. And Christina, chime in whenever you want. I feel like you're really here for the night, for the day. I mean, and I don't want you to feel...
Well, we're filling in every possible...
I'm on a lot of caffeine right now.
I don't want to
I'm like
step
Don
on
Jr.
any of those.
Oh my, look, I just drank this.
Well, you know, we do have a City of the Day prediction.
City of the Day.
Wait, hold on. I'm new to this.
City of the Day. City
of the Day. Got it.
There we go.
Nailed it.
Can somebody remix or master this track so it comes in nice and thick and crunchy? It's so weak.
I don't hear that. I always think it sounds fine.
Okay.
It
sounds smooth.
Well, it's coming in low for me, but maybe that's just Doug's drops, which I'm grateful for that they're coming in.
Mix is messed up.
It is. It is. It is.
I'm going to tell you that. Is. All right. What is it, Tim?
We're going to have to start getting people here at the crack of dawn. Wes is going to have to get here at 6 a.m. and start repatching, recabling. City of the Day is brought to you by Nutsack. Nutsack. Fellas, as we all know, yogurt is a lady's treat. It's the food equivalent of wearing a pink tutu while riding a unicorn. It's just not that manly. But now, thanks to world-renowned men's rights advocate Chuck Nyuk, yogurt-loving men can finally enjoy their favorite dairy food without any risk of being discovered.
Who?
Chuck Nyuk Nut.
Chuck Nyuk Nut.
Chuck Nyuk
Nyuk Nut.
And that's the last name is the silent G, G-N-U-T-T. If you're Googling this to verify if we're being accurate. Chuck Nyuk's Nutsack is a discreet tactical pouch that snugly fits under your pants or cargo shorts. Fill your nutsack with up to a half gallon of any flavor of yogurt, then use Nyuk's patented stainless steel Velcro-like strips to secure your sack. The nutsack hides your yogurt from spying eyes while giving you the completely normal appearance of an enlarged upper front pubic area. Nope. A fucking Moby Dick here. Let's say you're out for the day at the Daytona 500. One place that yogurt is a no-go for bro-bros. Just head to the nearest urinal, unzip your fly, reach up and into your nutsack, hunch over a bit, pull out the flesh-colored tube, start sucking. It's that simple. No fuss, no muss, and no accusations of being a wuss. Here's another little secret. Chuck Nyuk Nut is also nuts about granola, but he hates the soggy mess it leaves in his pants when it sits in hot yogurt all day. So, for a limited time, use our code. Why is the yogurt hot? That's not a good sign. So,
for a limited time, pants.
Use offer code office hours to get a free granola cylinder that keeps your oats nice and dry until it's chow time. Plus, it slides painlessly into any willing body cavity for hidden storage.
Cylinder slides into a body cavity?
No, I think I know where this is going. There's a 10-day money-back guarantee should you happen to bust your nutsack. So have no fear if you accidentally cream your jeans. Christina, this is not very.
This is, I know.
This is male men's humor.
This is some third grade
Proud Boy
stuff.
Humor.
This is not reasonable.
I'm
going to
be
man.
Talking about this on my podcast.
Yeah, do you feel under siege yes. right now? Do you feel
very
violated?
Much under siege?
Warning: Do not wear a nutsack if you are going to perform MMA. A kick to the groin will explode the pressurized yogurt and may shred your testicles. Okay, not the best way to end a commercial. Check two. What is this? Am I having a stroke? By the way, it's so. You hear my audio's changed?
Yeah, something just happened.
Something went wild.
We're hearing a lot of room.
I'm hearing a room. You hear that, Wes? Analyze. Yeah. Analyze.
I'm Enhance. Enhance.
There's some room mic picking up. He's working on it. We'll does it sound like that at the in the audience's chamber? Okay, we'll restart. We're going to restart.
Take it
the
from
show,
the top.
From the top.
Let's redo it.
Oh, that fixed it.
Okay. What was that? Does it matter? So many ghosts.
We got a city of the day prediction.
Okay, what's the city of the day prediction?
Oh, we got to get him on first. We got to get Pablo on. Of course. Pablo, are you there?
Hey, Seth A. Feff, Seth A. Hi, everyone.
Seth A. Feff, Seth A. Hi to you.
So I have a prediction for city of the day. I'm probably going to get it wrong because there's only been one. Do I just throw it out there?
Yes.
Is it Paris, France?
It is not Paris, France.
Now, what was your thinking there? I want to know what your...
Because we've only had one of the new code, so it's pretty presumptuous to jump into code cracking after one
clue.
Well,
Athens, Greece was the first Olympic host city.
Oh.
I take great offense.
Oh, so then you went to the second...
to this prediction.
The second Olympic host city would be...
That's smart. There's a system there.
Would it be that obvious?
Who's thinking about the Olympics? I salute you.
But come on. Is this my first code? Pablo, come on. Give me a little
respect.
Okay,
well, here is the city of the day. It's Kharkiv, Ukraine. Is that pronounced correctly? I would love to get some kind of phonetic pronunciation.
Kharkiv?
Kharkiv, Kharkiv is a major cultural, scientific, educational, transport, and industrial center of Ukraine with numerous museums, theaters, and libraries. They are the second largest city in the Sloboslakishashumdana historical region. Weather right now is high of 68, low of Christina.
49.
Close. So close. 54. Speaking of weather, we are experiencing another heat wave here in California. It's been miserable.
It has.
And we forgot.
Going up to 100 degrees today.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I've been doing these like long walks, sort of my fitness regimen. And this is no
this
joke.
Is this you walking? Is that
that's the sound of my... So,
you might as well be walking on the
Oh,
sun.
Nice. Vic came in with that one.
Is that you, Vic? Very nice.
Yeah,
it's
trying.
True, buddy.
It worked.
Well, listen to this. So midday on, I believe, Monday, I had nothing going on. So I'm going to do my walk. And it generally takes me about an hour and a half. And I do about 6 miles. And I go down a big hill. I go back up the big hill. And I have this coffee shop near my house. And as I was coming back up the hill, I mean, it was like mid 90s. And I was coming up the hill and I was like really fucking sweating and really like couldn't catch my breath, even to the point where I took my shirt off. So there I am walking with my shirt off. It's disgusting. And I get to this coffee shop because I'm like, I need a Gatorade or something. I feel really weak. And I go in. And I get a Gatorade, and I also grab a coconut water and a sparkling water. And I'm like, I just need to get a lot of liquid in me. And
did
I get
you
to the
walk in with no shirt on?
No, I put the shirt.
Okay, okay. I wanted. To
I put the shirt back on, and I had my mask on.
Okay.
And I get to the counter, and I visit. My legs give out. Like I go down, and I see tunnel vision, and I get really nauseous, and I can't catch my breath. And I literally have to lie down on the ground in the cafe. I'm on
it's
the ground.
Still hot out there.
And I'm like, I can't breathe. Oh and God. I'm also trying to, somehow I'm trying to pay for this too. So I got my credit card out. And this guy's like, it's okay, man. Just take a minute. I'm like, no, I had to drink the water. I have to drink the Gatorade. I got it. And I go down on the ground, and I'm down there for like 4 minutes, just like full. It was awful feeling. I really felt like I was dying. Like I was fading on. I was like, don't pass out. Don't faint. Like, so the heat's serious, folks. Got to be careful. All right. Where are we, Matt? Should we bring in Brendan and Corey?
Of course.
Of course.
Hey, guys.
Stay with us, Zoomers. I'm going to get to some of you guys and ladies. Hey, Corey.
What's going on, Tim?
Corey, how do you say your last name again?
Sinarowski.
Hey, look at that. You're like a real gamer.
Yeah, I got a nice headset going. He's talking to all my friends.
And where is my boy, Brendan?
Can you not see me?
We can see you. There you go.
There he is.
Can you hear okay? Stud.
You look a little less professional, Brendan. I have to tell you. You look a little less professional.
I know. I came ready.
No collar, no gamer headset. Stud.
So, guys, thanks for calling in. How's everything going in your neck of the woods?
It's going pretty good. Not too bad.
Absolutely terrific.
Great.
It's a great day. The podcast came out. And, you know, we're hitting a bunch of shows and live streams, yours included. We got a few write-ups coming out, and you're coming to Branchburg in the next few weeks. So,
got some print interviews later. It should be good. It's all going good.
Wow, that's awesome. Good. So you got the show is out now on podcast form in all the formats?
Yes, sir.
It's out in podcast form. Absolutely.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Wherever you get your podcast.
And you're just doing the sort of normal promo stuff. You're doing this show. You're doing other shows. What else are you doing?
We're doing the press circuit.
That's terrific.
We got that. We're doing some in-person stuff, too, in and around Branchburg. We got, you're coming down to live in Branchburg for the next 10 weeks, which we're very excited about.
What's that? I'm not going anywhere.
I feel really good.
Well, we emailed you, Tim, live in Branchburg. And
we asked if you wanted to live here for the next 10 weeks. You said no very quickly, but
yeah.
That's a very good joke. It's very funny.
It's just three comedians playing around. So
wait a minute. Branchburg is a real place.
Branchburg is a real place. Somerset County, New Jersey.
Okay.
You're going to get to know it very well.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of you guys. I'm a producer on the podcast. I almost feel like it was my idea to do the podcast.
Yeah, it was.
It was an idea of me to say, hey, why don't you guys, nobody wants to do you with television because, you know, it's so niche and wonderful.
I have so many great ideas.
I said, why don't you start and do a podcast? That way you don't have to spend a lot of money. But I'm not sure I understand that if there was any kind of understanding from your part that I was going to be living anywhere besides my home right now. I'm pretty much planted here for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with it being your idea, it would only make sense you come down to Branchburg and promote the podcast.
Though, not really. Right? I don't see it that way. I don't know if I would.
We already called you an Uber. I mean, he should have been there about 2 days ago. You're a Vegas comedian, right?
I'm not driving to.
We don't really know where he is. We did pay him in cash, but.
Well, okay. Sorry to disappoint you guys, but I'm not. I have commitments here with my family, and I don't understand what promotional value. I don't understand what promotional value there is in me. You know, going to the fictional, or it's not a fictional place.
It's real.
It's a real place.
Yeah. So what? I mean.
So we're going to cut the ribbon on the computer where we upload the episode.
What's that?
You were going to cut the ribbon on the computer where we upload the episodes.
It's the mayor's computer.
Full ceremony.
I can do that remotely somehow, perhaps, but
no,
I'm not.
Cut something?
Huh?
You can't remotely cut something. You got to be in Branchburg.
This is the mayor's computer.
Where is Branchburg? Branchburg's in New Jersey, right?
Yeah,
New Jersey.
I'm not going to New Jersey right now, guys. I'm in California, and I'm not getting on a plane, and I'm not driving across the country.
You fucking.
What about a train?
A train?
We can ditch the Uber.
I would entertain a train, actually. A train, a sleeper car across the country sounds kind of nice.
Can I ask what the name of this
podcast? If you can get here in the next 45 minutes, that would help us out a lot because we have Route 202 kind of blocked off.
Wait a minute. What are you saying? You've blocked off a road for me?
No, we blocked off Route 202, the highway.
We don't blocked do that. Off.
Yeah, we have. We got Department of Transportation to do it. And then for you to, well, we promised the townsfolk that you'd be able to do cartwheels, you're so hope you can do that.
No.
And yeah, that's how we're going to start this off.
What's the name? What was your question? Christina has a question. Christina Lee has a question. I'm going to turn things over to her.
Hello. This is a lot of talk, and I don't know what the podcast is. What's the name of it? What's it about?
This is Branchburg is the name of the podcast.
This is Branchburg.
Distributed by Adult Swim and Absolutely Productions.
And you talk about Branchburg?
Yeah, what is it?
So it is a audio-based sketch show that features different characters, stories, and monologues all around the fictional version of the real town of Branchburg, New Jersey.
We got guest voices this time around. Tim's doing a guest voice later on.
There's another Tim that does a guest voice, correct?
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson.
Tim Robinson.
Premiere. Yeah.
He's on your open. Who else do you have coming up this year, this season?
I don't know, Corey. Are we allowed to say?
Yeah. I mean, we have people have correctly guessed that we have Connor O'Malley on. Okay. We also have the great Joe Firestone coming on. Then a few other surprises.
Surprises.
We're keeping the cards close to our chest.
Uh huh.
Sounds fun.
I can't wait to find out what the big surprise is. Was it going to be The Rock?
President Barack Obama will be doing episode 5. He'll now be look, a weird dentist.
I'm looking forward to my
look
invite.
I've been sort of doing these podcasts here. Season 3. My wife does
great,
podcast.
I have a great voice.
Folks, Doug, you're coming to Branchburg too. You know.
Well, now I am. Now that I said something.
Well, don't think we've forgotten about you or Vic.
Ooh, hey.
Oh, Vic, you're still there?
I'm trying to drop.
Vic.
There we go. Yeah, I'm excited. I can do some voices if you want. Just let me know.
Oh, no, we're talking about the real one.
Oh, coming to the... To
yeah,
the
you're record? Coming. You're all coming.
All right, I got you jobs.
I don't know. I might have COVID, actually, right now, so you might not want me.
Well, that's
area.
Fine. Listen, the job we have set up for well, you done, is not too big of a deal. You're just going to... guard the wood chip pile at the municipal Vic. Building, so it doesn't require Vic. Some close.
What do you?
Quarters,
what else? So what else? Outside. What else are you doing to get the word out? What's the other Vic promotional Vic. Concepts you guys have?
We bought a bunch of lawn signs, and we've been putting them all around Branchburg. We'll probably post photos of that tomorrow. Get the word out amongst our fellow townsfolk.
Okay,
that's about it.
So you're really marketing in Branchburg primarily. That's kind of where your ad dollars are going.
Oh yeah,
we can get once we get them, then we can get the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And how much is the podcast for people that want to purchase?
Podcast is absolutely free.
Well, wait a minute. What are you waiting for? What are people waiting for? Why don't you subscribe to Welcome to Branchburg?
I've iTunes and buy it.
Of course, listened to every episode of this as an executive producer. I had to kind of go into the weeds there and approve everything.
What?
Tim was very hands-on. He was very helpful.
Yellow. I was very hands-on, very micromanage-y in a lot of ways.
A lot of good, productive notes, but though, so it all worked out
that's
great.
That's being honest and humble, and that's how you're supposed to be as an adult man.
All right, boys, I encourage everybody to check out Welcome to Branchburg. Any final words?
This is Branchburg.
Welcome to Branchburg. What's that?
This is Branchburg.
This is Branchburg.
It's Welcome to Branchburg.
Thank you, Tim. Wow.
That's our big season 2 change.
Oh. Welcome to Branchburg with Branchburg and Corey.
Dropbox.
Have you been watching the Drew Barrymore show?
No, I saw the clip where she had Tom Green on.
Yeah. What is that?
No.
That was kind of cute.
That was embarrassing for me to watch.
For you?
Yeah. Because I had a relationship with Drew Barrymore, too.
He famously married her right after Tom.
It was uncomfortable because they were like, this is the first time I've seen you in 15 years. And they've set it up to be like, all right, Tom, you sit here and then she's going to come in and sit down and let's get it on. Let's get the conversation going. Didn't feel like there was a lot of like a pre-interview situation. It was very uncomfortable.
And it felt real that they actually hadn't seen each other before?
Yeah, it did. Do you watch that?
You sound very upset about it.
Do you watch the Drew Barrymore show?
No, I haven't seen it yet, but now I want to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm not sure, but Tom Green might have been in another place.
Accident?
Another, he wasn't, they like superimposed him into that.
Oh, are they doing like a, what do you call that?
No, I think he was there.
I think he was there, but I think they did this.
They were sitting far apart, but with
like a hologram.
Look into it, Matt. I think he might have been hologrammed.
I think it's so funny, these talk shows where they now have the audience on their flat screen TVs.
Keyed in.
Like I saw that Kelly Clarkson one with the Vin Diesel premiering his new song. Did you see that? Can somebody bring that up?
Vic? I like what Tom's doing now. He's like, he just built a trailer. And he's going to go around the country, and he's going to like record songs in his trailer as he's like traveling.
Oh, yeah?
Isn't that what it is?
He has a van, van, and he's doing van life, and he's going to do his podcast from his van.
Oh, it's a podcast. Okay, I thought it was music.
Well, maybe he's doing music, too. Yeah.
I do have Kelly queued up if you want.
Oh, I have it right here. Can I get my audio on my computer up?
For brand new spanking.
Hold on, quiet. Listen to this.
Special message from our friend Vin Diesel, who actually has a new single dropping tonight. Wait,
look at how she's... We should do that thing where we can show it on the screen.
I can do it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. That's
but then I can't see it, right?
Oh. Yeah, I could turn my computer
That's okay.
Around.
No, you should show it so people know what we're talking about. Have you seen this, Christina?
No, I haven't.
It's phenomenal.
Is it muted?
Wait, go back to Kelly Clarkson, though. She's wearing like a... Looks like she's a parachuter about to jump out of an airplane.
Friend Vin Diesel, who actually has a new single dropping today.
Has a new single dropping Kelly, today.
I am so honored.
Listen to that smoker's voice. Debut my music
on your show. Since you first won Idol and till today have somehow maintained your authenticity, I am blessed that on a year that I would normally be on a movie set. As you know,
it's a Vin, very long intro.
Stop it for a sec.
Sleepy Vin.
Pause it for a sec, like Sam Cedar might say. It's like he's just woken up.
I know.
He's been in a deep sleep.
Right. He's like
for
coming
years.
Out of hibernation.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy that you're giving me this opportunity.
Keep playing.
I've had another creative outlet. Another way to show you or share with you my heart.
Good friend of listen you. To the amount of time they're eating up. Play the song.
The first believed in me was Kygo.
Kygo. Who the fuck is Kygo? Who the fuck is Kygo?
To debut the first song. I am Vin Diesel.
Hold on.
I'm Vin Diesel. I've been in the studio with Kygo. Kygo believed in me. Kygo came to me and said, You must record the song. You're getting there.
Hey, what does he say next?
A very good friend.
All right, well, that was a sweet message, Vin Diesel.
That was a scary message.
Thank you so much to all my guests.
Now, wait a minute. Pause. I want everybody to predict what kind of music you're about to hear. What is the... Anyone that hasn't heard it yet, Christina?
Like something with a Rick Astley kind of flair?
What genre is Vin...
I'm going to say reggaeton.
Reggaeton. Okay.
Good guess.
Let's bring a random Zoomer in and have them guess if they haven't seen the Vin Diesel, Kelly Clarkson appearance.
Who hasn't seen? Who's got a theory? Wave your hand in the Zoom if you got a...
Ryan Kelly, maybe?
Hello, Max. I'm Vin Diesel.
Hello, David.
I have been in the studio now with Kygo.
What's going on?
So what kind of music do you think we're about...
Can I make another prediction?
But haven't you heard it?
Talking about bowel movements.
Maybe it'll sound something like Louis Armstrong?
It should. That should be, really be what he's leaning nice. Into.
I think to myself... What a wonderful word.
All right, what do you have? What's your prediction?
I haven't heard it. I'm going to guess it's a little bit of hip hop.
Okay. Mm. Let's hear the beautiful dulcet sounds of the new Vin Diesel with Kygo producing.
Kelly, Brenda Gant, and Terrell. Now, without further ado, Terrell? A sneak peek of Vin's collaboration with Kygo. Kygo. Like I do.
Pause. Does anybody know who Kygo is?
No, I don't.
No, somebody that's in the know on
Wait,
music.
What's Terrell? Is that Pharrell's, do you know, Pharrell's brother?
Do you know Kanogo? What's his name? Terrell? Kygo?
Whenever people say names of musicians, I don't know what.
Okay, what they hit mean. It, Matt. There it is. It's gonna go.
This is the crowd shot.
So the crowd is like all these women and their housewives and their in their little screens.
Just like bopping.
And there's a one guy in the red shirt.
Which also, like, Vin just pre-recorded his intro.
I know.
Why they couldn't get him, like, to zoom in. Oh, there's that red shirt guy. Yeah.
This is pretty flaccid music.
Yeah, it reminds me. I just love the idea of all these people.
It's like hotel lobby music.
Yeah, it's lounge music. Yeah.
That's what you want from Vin Diesel, though.
That's what you come
is
to.
It?
I want some high octane, yeah. You know, Fast and Furious.
Yeah, like Pitbull style.
Metallica, Limp Bizkit. But I love the idea that these people are sitting at their home, and I know there's got to be some producer going like, okay, so this is the interface. We need you. We'll need you to be logged in like 14 hours before this broadcast, right? Like, you got to be there like hours ahead to, in your living room. Is my framing okay for you guys? It's great. Kelly's so happy that you guys are here doing this. And then essentially you're just watching people watch TV.
Yeah. But they're all made up, right? Like they've done their hair and makeup.
They're on TV. They're on TV watching TV. It's you can't make anything more dystopian than what's going on right now with all this stuff. Look what you've done to this rock and roll
clown. My inspiration was I was in Miami checking into a hotel and they had a problem with my room. So I was in the lobby. I was waiting in the lobby for about an hour. And this music started playing. I said, that sounds easy to do. I'm a
devil. Did we just bail on the Branchburg boys? I'm sorry, guys.
I think they bailed.
They went. I feel terrible. That happened to me once. I did the worst show in America, the Man Cow Show with Eric.
Oh, God.
Some promotion for like early awesome show or something. Hey, guys, we want you to do a Man Cow, talk about the new season, okay? Here's the deal. You got to call in at 6 in the morning. And we were on tour or something, so we had to call from our hotel and... Our connection was so bad, and it was so the audio was so low, and then he just went, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got Tim and Eric from Adult Swim on the line. What's the deal with you guys? What are you gay?" I swear to God, that's how he starts.
No way.
What? Ha ha. No, no. And it's just, and you hear us like, "Oh no, we just have a new TV show, and it's like kind of a funny sketch show." And everything. Okay, yeah, you know what? And then he just turns away from us and talks to his co-hosts. And that was the end of the interview. It was that simple.
Gay men are my territory, darling.
He's an awful person. I never forget it. I will always hold that against Man Cow.
Man Cow is like a
gay man living in Paris.
He's like a right winger.
Sure.
I remember when I lived in Chicago, he was like trying.
He was like the Howard Stern.
He was trying to be Stern, and he would like try to prank Stern and stuff.
Ugh. What's the point? I like my new Vin Diesel impression. Who's up next, Matt? You want to bring in a Zoomer? We haven't talked to people in a while.
Yeah, we got...
I love you. This is Branchburg. Corey and Brendan, these are the funniest guys out there. You know it. You're all supporters of them. Let's keep supporting them, grow their audience exponentially. Thanks to Adult Swim for paying for this podcast. I'm sure they paid... enormous sums.
Let's check in with Gray Niner from his truck.
Pounding.
He can't now. No. Okay. Next time.
The boys recorded the new season at Abbey Road.
Oh, we got Dom the Deadhead. He's got something today.
Ah, good day to you, sir, Dom the Deadhead. How are you today?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm okay.
I just wanted to show you, Tim, really quick. I got my... Hofner bass right here, and I learned the bass line that and Say Yes off your album.
Oh, let's hear it. It always never works when people play music on Zoom, but let's try.
Especially bass guitars, yeah. So
you got, what is that, the Hofner? It's a McCartney edition?
McCartney, yeah. Well, this is an Epiphone, actually.
Oh.
But can you hear that?
It cuts in and out. What you have to do is in your Zoom, you have to turn off. What do you have to turn off, Matt? Like
no, it was going.
Responsive just muting or something.
Is it working?
Sort of. Play it lower, maybe. Like lower volume.
Go into preferences.
Yeah. It would take a minute.
Go into preferences. Go to audio and then hit advanced.
Okay, man.
That's the riff. That's the riff, dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to hear what you got going.
That's a good riff, man.
I love that bass line.
You hope.
Yeah.
Don't want just a piece of
that A?
So I'm waiting, baby. For you to say yes to me.
Yeah, I love a good. That song slaps.
How disappointed were you that you might have had this perception that the song, the single "Fear of Death," was a dead sounding song, but then you listen to that whole record and it ain't anywhere near those boys.
You make a good point.
I think what happens is people hear guitar solos and riffs and all these little things, and then they
Mixolydian maybe the scales. Grateful.
Yeah, maybe the Grateful Dead argument you and I had was kind of fresh in people's heads, and that's also so. That's kind of why I'm calling is, I wanted to ask you two questions. Ever since I was on this, everyone kind of is like thinks that I'm gonna call in and just be like a huge Deadhead all the time. And so I feel like I'm in this box.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have the Grateful Dead logo behind you on the screen. That might be part of the literal box you put yourself in. I mean, you've literally put yourself in a Grateful Dead box.
Well, it is, but I have done this to myself. Yeah, sure. And I'm trying to get.
What's the question?
That's why I played
next caller.
Well, okay, so I played Say Yes because I know you guys aren't accepting sponsors, but me and my business partner Andrew Narvaez have a business called Spaghetti Shakers.
Yeah. And thank you.
Turn off your. The problem is you're keying out anything you hold because of your Grateful Dead thing, so we can't see what you're showing.
Wait, hold on. Bear with me. Hold on. I'm so sorry. Hold on.
Well, lucky. We may as well go in and fix the audio settings too while we're here.
There we go. Can you see it?
Now I can see it. Yes. What is it?
It is a spaghetti cup, and it comes to your door. It's direct to consumer, uh-huh. And the pouch is right inside.
Great.
It comes to your door. You put the
pre-soaked noodles.
And the sauce goes right on top. We're on Instagram, Tim, at Spaghetti Shakers. And I played that song to Say Yes so that you would maybe say yes to either giving us money or having us sponsor you.
Well, I'm not going to give you money to sponsor you. I mean, you can sponsor us.
Yeah, you owe us. You owe us now for this airtime.
Yeah. Why would we sponsor
you? I don't mind paying you guys so much. Our Instagram is like half robots, and then the other half is.
Is this a real thing that you send out these spaghetti shakers?
Yeah, we have these, and we have stickers. So you see that, and then we have this, which is me before I had facial hair.
Uh huh. Well, but a question, please, the court.
Is this like SpaghettiOs? Is that like this?
Is it safe? Are you sending food through the mail that's been cooked already?
It's absolutely safe. It's not like SpaghettiOs. It's long noodled, and it is direct to consumer. We are struggling a lot right now, just with COVID. Ever since March,
seem like a business that would that should technically flourish during COVID.
I have an idea for his business to make it more unique.
There we go, cool. Doug. Mm-hmm. Please,
a spaghetti product that's one spaghetti noodle, like 10-foot long noodle, and it comes in a long, PVC pipe. And when you have your spaghetti, a bowl of spaghetti, it's one noodle
that you just wrap around your fork
and you can do the ultimate Tramp, oh, Lady and the Tramp yeah. thing with someone from far away, COVID safe.
But then you come together and
we
kiss.
We could, yeah. We'd have to use like a manicotti type of noodle, but I could look into that. But
so how
but
do you buy the dry noodles potty. And then you soak them, and then what does that do for you?
Well, so we soak them in this. It's an agent. It preserves the noodles so that the noodles get there in probably like 4 to 5 days. We're only LA based. We're only in Los Angeles, so we only do direct to consumer, in the area, and.
You're LA based, but it looks like you're in the dark behind you. Where are you?
I'm in my home.
LA basement.
Glendale. I also live in Glendale as well, actually.
Ugh, I gotta stay away from this guy. Dom, yeah, what's behind you though? It looks like it looks like it's midnight. What is, I don't know. Oh, that's your blinds are just closed. Is that right? Your blinds are closed.
Yeah, it's hot. So we're keeping it out. But we are on Instagram, Spaghetti Shakers. I'm trying to break the mold of Dom the Deadhead. I don't want to.
Well, you can do that by just not calling yourself Dom the Deadhead. It's not that complicated.
I don't want to call in and give you guys a hard time for like not liking stuff, you know. And
I hear you.
And this is really my business partner and I, Andrew Narvaez, have been working on this for about a year.
This has been a year's worth of work, and this is where you're at.
Since last December,
sending cups of spaghetti to people in LA.
We had a stand. We had a couple stands over at Pasadena City College. We had a stand.
What's your sauce situation? Where are you making the sauce?
It's just one of those.
it's just one of those.
We technically make these. Yeah.
Technically, and, are you just pouring ragu into those things and sealing them up?
No, it's not ragu. It's just a tomato sauce. That's
squirt.
Has it been challenging for people just to make a simple spaghetti at home? I don't really see the appeal of this. Sorry.
Oh.
Well, no, you don't make it at home, Tim. It's when you're on your way to work. So if you're on your way to the show, to office hours, or you're on your way to a meeting, what you do. So I don't even use the sauce. I just do the pre-soaked noodles.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll do a half a packet. And then you put the lid on. And what's great is the noodles are cut so that they go right into the slurp hole.
So they're smaller.
My piss up.
It's the opposite of Doug's idea. So how many, show of hands in the Zoom room, how many people would be interested in receiving a spaghetti shaker cup? I'd say about half of the people.
Wow. Honestly, all of our followers are fake at this point. So if we can get more people to our Instagram page.
You've mentioned Instagram, yes.
It's just spaghetti shakers. There's no numbers, no dots or whatever. It's just spaghetti shakers.
Can somebody look this up? Is this the real deal?
I've seen it. Yes. He sent it to me before, I think.
Okay. Let's see if we can get you 500 new followers in the next 48 hours.
I'll put it in our stories today. How about that?
Okay. All right,
Dom.
That
would be amazing. I love you guys, and I just want you to know when I come back, I love you, Doug. I'm not going to give Doug shit anymore. I love you, Tim. And really quick before I go, Tim, I did see you live at... I saw you live at your What the Broken Hearted Do album release. I don't know if you remember, but I was the guy. It was my birthday, and I didn't get in line to get my record signed.
Uh-huh.
And then a bunch of my friends came up to you, and you were done, and you were like ready to wrap up, and they were like, hey, it's his birthday. And I was like, I couldn't talk. I was like, because I was in love with that album as well. And so... I wanted you to sign it, and it was wrapped in plastic, and you were like, yeah, you might want to take the plastic off. And
thank you, Tim.
I just don't know if you remember, but I
and that's what I did. That's what we did, because you don't want to sign something that's plastic, because then you take the plastic off and the signature's gone.
Right?
So,
and that was my actual, that was the day of my birthday. Your album video. So I feel a connection to you, brother. And
I feel a connection to you too.
Love all you do.
Oh, we lost his video.
Thank you, Dom.
Oh, thank you, guys.
But we have our next surprise guest.
I'm free.
I don't want to keep him waiting because he is a doctor.
Ah, Dr. Steve Brule?
No, Dr. Manwoo Lee.
My dad.
Dr. Manwoo Lee, Christina's dad. And that would make him Christina, Matt's father-in-law. Dr. Manwuli?
It's up to you.
Yeah. Papa, are you there? Oh, there you are.
How do you turn this on?
You're good. You're good.
We can see you. Good.
I know.
I don't see you guys.
You don't see us?
Gallery view.
Gallery view.
I think he's on an iPad.
Oh, so. It's okay.
You'll just hear us.
You'll just hear me, doctor.
Okay. You got dressed up, though. You look nice.
Oh, can you see me?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Doctor, I have a bit of a pain in my shoulder.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
I see. What kind of doctor are you, sir?
I'm a doctor in political science.
Oh.
I'm the wrong doctor.
So you're a professor. Are you a professor?
I was a professor, yes.
Oh, you're retired.
Retired about 9 years ago.
And where are you living as a retired man?
I live in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Right.
If you're retired, why do you got to dress up so well?
Well, just for this occasion today. Oh.
What is your daily routine as a retired man? I think there's many young men.
My daily routine used to be travel, you know. Go to Asia, particularly Korea. But because of this COVID-19, I'm detained at home.
So what do you do to fill the day? Walk me through a typical day.
I practice some guitar, you know.
Every day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. A little bit, you know. Just
rock it, man.
What style of music do you play on the guitar?
Oh, I play classical guitar. Not very good.
Really?
I disagree. He's very good.
He's being modest. He plays beautiful classical guitar.
How many fingers do you use on your right hand when you're playing classical guitar?
I use 4 fingers.
Really? So you've got the technique down. You've got the theory.
Yeah, it's the Segovia style, you know?
Right. So we want to talk to you. You are literally an expert on politics. You're one of these... one of these elite professors. First, let me ask you, what did you make of did you watch the debate?
Oh, I watched the debate, yeah. It was, a lot of people say, it was a train wreck. And it was terrible. But on the other hand, I think he did Joe Biden a lot of favor. He was self-destruct, you know. He was destroying himself by constantly interfering. And so I don't think Joe Biden lost anything.
I was a little nervous at the beginning of that because I felt like, I don't know if Joe's up for this. I don't know if he can withstand this hurricane that's coming his way. But he did seem to gain some footing or gain some kind of, ground as it went along, but it's got to be incredibly nerve-wracking to be on stage with that monster.
I think he did okay. You know, I think that Donald Trump tried to make sure that he is portrayed as a stooge of the left-wing extremism.
Yeah,
he failed to do that. So he failed. So no.
You just lost You just lost the left. There he is. He lost the left. He's like, see you later.
I got hairy legs.
Yeah.
So every election, there's this refrain you hear, which is, this is the most important election of your lifetime. This is, the stakes have never been higher. We've been, I mean, I've heard that 20, 30 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you define this election? And is it?
I think this election is a little bit different, you know.
Why?
Because I think what Obama said recently is right. The stakes are huge. Whether you're going to wreck the American system, democratic system or not, I think it will be decided by this election. If Joe Biden does not win, I think this system will be wrecked, I think.
And how is it? How does that happen? What will happen?
Because he manifests all the trappings of fascism, you know. He doesn't believe in equality. He doesn't believe in, fairness. He doesn't believe in truth. He just make up stories. He believes in conspiracy theories. And all these are very, very, dangerous to the democratic system.
Do you see this happening elsewhere in the world, and it's a trend that's just happening?
It's happening in England. It's happening in Germany. is happening in, you know, other countries, the Eastern European countries and so forth. And this is a sort of a fad or fashion, you know, and it's almost like a virus. It's a very dangerous virus, actually.
Mm, fascism is very
Yeah, it's a political virus, just as bad as COVID-19.
Worse.
Okay, easy.
It's gotten so brilliant.
Appa, I want to know if you what your prediction is. Who's going to win the election?
Well, I like to believe that the American system is strong enough to withstand this, onslaught. And I would like to believe that Biden can easily beat this guy. And I believe that Biden will beat him.
Do you
but
think
there will be a lot of noise?
Were you a Biden supporter in the primaries?
Yes, I'm a Biden supporter. Yeah, and
you weren't worried about his age and the history of his sort of entrenchment in the establishment as being
a
negative.
Yeah, but you see, he's of course establishment guy, but he's a very decent human being. You know, very decent human being.
Can I ask a question?
He's a fairly honest and he's experienced, and he's very strong.
Are you vying for a role in his administration, sir? Yes or no? Because, you know, are you vying for a position in his administration?
No,
yes or no?
No, I'm too old for that. I'm too old. For if I was 20 years younger, I might, you know.
Well, you look at Wilbur Ross. That guy's like 110 years old, and he's sitting in there running things. What did Wilbur Ross do to the state of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? I mean, this guy's a true rat, right?
Yeah.
Doug here has a question for you.
During the debates and post-debate, there's a thing that they were saying where Trump did more in 47 months than Biden did in 47 years. Did Biden do anything in those 47 years? Is that true?
Biden was he fought for black people's interest. He fought for civil rights, and he fought for a lot of things. But there's nothing that shows up, you know, outstanding result. People don't know much about his accomplishment.
You had the Violence Against Women Act.
Like, has he? Can you name a few of his accomplishments? Just
no, because I've not followed his accomplishment very closely. So you know, I'm not very familiar with his records actually.
There you go.
Okay. What did you think of Bernie? I know we had talked about
Bernie Sanders. Yeah.
And deceivers and that whole theory.
I think he educated American people a great deal and taught American people what socialism means. And socialism is, socialism has different, you know, meanings. Socialism a la, you know, Sweden, Denmark. Socialism, you know, Venezuelan type, which is, failure.
Authoritarian,
and it's complete failure. But socialism in Sweden, Denmark, Norway is something that you can accept. Socialism in Denmark is almost like Canada, you know? So it's.
What about South Korea? What's the political structure of South Korea?
It's not a socialist country, but has all the trappings of socialist nations. It provides a lot of benefits to all the folks and the weak people. So it's socialism is this is, you know, in Denmark or Sweden, there is something called the flexible security, okay, which is called socialism.
Right.
What it means is when market economy cannot take care of everything that human beings need, then government takes over to fill the gap. Okay, so when government takes over, it's called socialism. But what government is doing is trying to solve problems which are created by market economy, like unemployment, you know, and inequality. So socialism is something that you need. Like in the United States, the government sometimes bails out, you know, the sick companies.
Right.
That's sure. Socialism, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, what's always bugged me is when we say government, it's always used as this pejorative, but all it is people representing us. It's just
that's
us.
Right, yeah.
It's civilization. It's like structured civilization.
this massive stimulus package is a socialism.
Yeah.
Some, you know, temporary socialism.
Right.
And when George Bush was presiding over, we had a terrible, you know, economic downturn. And then, you know, the companies were bailed out. That's socialism.
Right.
You know?
So of course, it's happening right now. I mean, all these businesses have been propped up by the federal government throughout COVID.
That's socialism. Yeah. So when
socialism for corporations, not people.
Well, but people work for corporations, sure. And you know that, like, our company was getting help because we were trying to keep our company open during the COVID. You know, keeping because we just otherwise you just we'd be out of we'd be bankrupt. We'd be no absolutely right. Productions.
So when you call Bernie Sanders socialist. They're trying to label him, you know, portray him as an evil guy. That's it. You know, socialism is a dirty word in this country. That's why.
But didn't you wish that, I mean, we were watching that debate. Didn't you wish a little bit that next to Trump on that stage was a younger, more sort of feistier woman that could really show a contrast between what Trump is and what the future could possibly be? That was what I was saying. It's kind of sad. And I'm going to support Joe Biden, but it's kind of sad that this is what we're looking at right now. That was the saddest thing for me. It was just like, you know, and I'll say the same thing about Bernie. I would have loved to have seen, and I don't agree with probably any of the other candidates on everything, but just to see that contrast. And, you know, I really feel like Joe Biden, you're right, he does seem like a genuinely good person. He's made some mistakes. He's been on the wrong side of things. I just think when you get to that age, and I don't want to be ageist, especially to you, sir, but you do get to an age, you slow down a little bit. You're, you know, and Joe has this speech impediment, which I'm very sympathetic towards. It's just, I feel uncomfortable and sad for him. To be in this position.
That doesn't disqualify him.
It does not disqualify him at all. I'm just talking. I'm just having a conversation.
Yeah, but what I think is that, you know, I heard this tweet or read this tweet that said that these are two men that are up past their bedtime.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that Joe is fine, you know, and obviously.
Well, he doesn't have some kind of cognitive disorder
what, you know, Trump has clearly. But what I think what's disappointing is that, you know, we're just fighting evil at this point. So it's just like somebody who's decent is good for the office because we're fighting evil. But I do wish that we could all rally behind someone that we were really excited about. Taking the position for the future, the way that we felt when Obama was running.
Well, we're missing
we
a
saw
lot of,
the, you know, we saw the future. Yeah. This is just more correcting a wrong.
This is plugging a hole in the ship for the moment, and hopefully.
You know. We need a leader who can empathize. Who can put himself in somebody else's shoe, you know.
We need to get going on the climate change thing. I mean, we really need to. We need to just do something quite radical. I think, don't you?
There are a lot of things that we have to redo it again. We have to, you know, come up with new priorities. Yeah.
I mean, how exciting would it be if Joe Biden or whoever, you know, if Joe Biden gets there and he goes,
here's the deal.
Here's the deal. The fact of the matter is. Okay. He always does this fact of the matter is, and it's clearly this stalling. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to rebuild the infrastructure of this country with renewable energy. You're not going to believe the amount of wind and solar we're going to do. We're redoing the highways. We're giving this whole country a big spring cleaning, and we're saying fuck you to the fossil fuel fucks that have been putting a gun to our head for the past 50 years. Go fuck yourself. This is our country. We make the rules. We're going to bring the temperatures down in California. We're going to make things better. We're going to live in a fucking utopia. I'll start fucking right, sir? Yeah. Doctor?
Lord, come on, man. I think you should advise Joe Biden.
I should be running everything. Believe me. There'd be no trouble.
Someone in the chat named Kyle Weiss was actually Dr. Lee's student.
Oh, no way.
Bring him in.
Oh, wow. Kyle,
no, in the YouTube chat. So
oh,
I can't.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's enough.
Well, listen, doctor, I hope the audience appreciated your insights.
Kyle?
Remember Kyle?
You're Kyle? Were you my student?
Yeah, he was. He's just on YouTube, though. We can't see him.
Have you ever had to take the yardstick to one of your students? Do you know what I mean? A big whack.
So we have to get rid of this Trump, who is inexperienced and, incompetent, impulsive, you know?
So he's an awful person. He's an absolute monster.
Steady.
What do you think? Let me add one last question. What do you think they should do for the next debate? Should they... I don't like these people that are saying they should just cancel the debates.
No.
I think that's the wrong move. But
that's a good idea. You know, there's no sense of... I don't think it makes any sense. Why debate this guy who is,
But hopefully, like what you said, it exposes him. So if that's the only thing then maybe...
Here's what I think they should do. I think Joe Biden should come out on stage in a full clown suit, not joking, with an air horn and balloons, and say, what? What, man? What the hell's your problem? I thought this is a circus. I thought you didn't get the memo?
That's a great idea.
You didn't get the fucking... You should literally say this. You should come out in the clown suit. Trump's there. Trump's going to be, make sure Trump doesn't see this until he's on camera. And then he comes out with the clowns, with the the air horn and the balloons. And he looks at Trump and says, fuck's your problem, man. Literally says it. The fuck's your problem, man. I thought this was a circus.
Yeah. So what Joe Biden should do.
And then he goes, you know what? Fuck this. And leaves. Vote Joe Biden. And that would be the greatest thing. It would be the biggest headline next day. Biden floors, and then Trump's left in the stadium. Okay, well, I mean, what was that? You know, mine would be blown. Vic, do you think that's a good idea?
I'm into it. Yeah, totally.
I love him coming out and going.
No, he should stay out there and just every time Trump talks, just honk a horn.
You need to be doing drops, like like a toilet. Toilet flushing.
Let me and Vic do the circus, man.
Yeah. Biden should just have me and Vic do drops.
Yes.
Sorry, doctor. You get the last word.
Joe Biden, next time when he talks to Trump next time. He should tell the audience, the people that I don't have any trust in this guy, and so I'm going to be very nasty, get permission. And then he's aware,
take the gloves off.
You are a rapist. Mm-hmm. You are, cheat. Right. You are, all kinds of, he should be a decent Trump, in other words, right?
Right.
Yeah, he should just be going like, hey, man, what about General Mattis? Why'd he quit on you? What about John Bolton? What's that about? What about this? What about the $400 million you owe in 4 years?
Like, three campaign managers in jail.
What's that, Vic?
Three campaign pay managers are in jail.
Yeah, Brad Parscale. What's the deal with that dude?
We're talking about Law and Order.
Yeah. All right, doctor, let's let you go. I know you've got a lot of TV news to watch, I'm sure.
Bye, Alpha. Thanks for joining.
Thank you so much. I'll see you sometime.
I hope to see you around the holidays if you're out here, maybe, perhaps.
When we get the flu shots.
Okay,
vaccines.
Get the vaccine. Doctor, are you holding the vaccine from the American people until after the election? Are you part of this, the Chinese conspiracy? Thank you, doctor. All the best. Dr. Lee.
Okay, thank you for having me. Bye.
Let's dish some dirt, Christina.
All right.
But before we do, let's bring in an audience Zoomer for this.
Someone in the rain, you fucking dipshit.
What?
Yeah, that's Dan P.
Dan,
did you unmute him?
What was that, Dan?
What'd you say?
Oh, sorry. I'm on the road.
Did we just catch you cussing out a fellow driver?
Yeah. It's raining and there's some asshole on my tail.
So. Where are you?
Where are you calling in from?
Michigan. City of the
dead. That's terrific. I loved hearing that. That's hilarious. Are you enjoying the show today?
Yeah. I'm really enjoying everything. Last few weeks, months, actually.
Terrific.
Went through your back catalog and everything. And yeah.
Awesome.
One bright spot in every dark day.
What about my record? You enjoying my new record, Fear of Death?
Actually, yeah.
Good driving record, right?
Good driving record?
Yeah, like put it on while you're going for a drive.
Oh, yeah. Actually, very much so. Nice, relaxing.
It's raining there?
It's raining there?
Oh man, if it was raining here, I'd be outside just
soaking it in,
singing in the rain.
I'd be like in a summer. I'd be like in a Summer's rain. Eve commercial, just yeah. like douche me.
douche me.
Oh my God. I'm the vaginal
just,
wall.
Just douche my whole body.
Get some what's that kind of water called that's purified?
Distilled
water. I have to say, I'm very proud of the record. I've been talking about it for years. I should say this weekend, is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Matt?
Yes, sir.
On this channel, on this YouTube, I'm not on this YouTube, sorry, on this feed.
On the podcast.
On the podcast feed is a three-part mini-series, if you will, of about the record, which is me, Natalie, and Drew talking about it. We listen to the record, do a little commentary.
Okay.
I play the demos. It's sort of like this box set addendum to the record. So
I love pretty
if good. You're listening on the podcast, you have no, it's just going to show up in your feed. If you're not, if you only watch it on YouTube or some other way, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to hear that. It is a thing where people are kind of coming out of the woodwork a little bit to say nice things. People I don't usually hear from, you know what I mean? That's always
joke.
Kind of a nice thing when people like I haven't talked to in years. Yes. I know if that means that people are hearing it, which is a good
A-list celebrities that sent you personal DMs.
I can't reveal that.
Come on, Tim. Dish. I know. Anyone ask me, I'll tell you.
I don't think it's appropriate to talk about DMs, but I do get nice DMs. You know, people are like, wow, I'm surprised. I mean,
personal BMs from A-list?
And a lot of people are saying that there's like, this record is something it really hit me at a point where I felt like I needed it. And it's responded. It kind of hit at the right moment in terms of just feeling like exasperated by the Trump virus and everything else going on.
I also loved your music video.
And there's a music video coming next week. It hasn't been released yet.
And so I didn't realize I had seen a sneak peek.
You saw a sneak peek for
I don't
property.
Know if it'd been a while since we'd seen Doug or something.
And it came out really good.
Oh.
So let's dish. You've worked on a lot of great shows. You've worked on Search Party.
Yes.
And let me just say, I have this still of Kelly Clarkson up here on my screen with her parachute. Outfit on, ready to pull the cord, and all those people behind her. It's so fucking funny. Christina, you were I think it's interesting because there's so many people out there that follow us, follow me, want to ask me, I want to do what you guys are doing. I want to get involved and I want to be in entertainment. I have so many ideas. I don't know how to do it. Christina, your story is always inspirational to me because you went to law school, mm-hmm. and you hated it. Or you got a job as a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Securities litigation.
Securities litigation in New York. Mm-hmm. And I knew you back then. We went to college. I don't think we went to college together, but we lived
no,
in the same city.
Yeah.
I didn't go to law school. Surprise.
Everyone in New York.
But we
knew
met
each
in
other.
Philly, and then we also moved to New York around the same time.
Right. We lived in the same city, New York City, so of course we knew each other.
but you were just working in this, what did you call that, a corporate law firm?
Yes.
And what happened?
I mean, I hated it. I remember I had, I would work from 8 a.m. until 11 p.m. most nights.
Mm.
I had the same, they would have like a driver coming, in a town car, and I'd be driven home to Greenpoint.
Jesus.
And I requested the same driver because I would cry to him every night.
Oh my God.
Driving home. Jeez. It was pretty bleak. And then I basically quit without a plan initially. I knew I didn't want to do that. It turned out, I think subconsciously, I really wanted to be in entertainment or something creative because all of my friends were doing that.
Right.
Now, was Matt your driver? Is that how you
met? He was my driver.
But did I give you any kind of encouragement or any kind of advice or lead you in any kind of way?
Well, you know, seeing what you were doing in the early years of your career definitely, you know, inspired me. And I went to all your shows, you know, in the beginning, and Arlene's Grocery and things like that, you know, with Masterpiece. I do credit you. I went to a dinner party where I met this executive at Comedy Central, who's now a writer, Jesse Klein. And I dropped your name because you had just gone in for a meeting. And I dropped your name because I told her I was interested in a position at Comedy Central. And then she put my resume on her boss's desk. And I feel like that's what started, you know, the, you know, process of me getting hired there.
For years and years, I've had a letter framed in my office at Absolutely, which I'm not at, but... which is a rejection letter from Jesse Klein at Comedy Central. It was the first Tim and Eric DVD that we sent out. It was even before we met with them. And it said, you know, thank you for submitting this. You know, you seem very talented. Unfortunately, we can't proceed with anything right now. Sincerely, Jesse Klein.
So, and, but I got a job out of it. So it worked out.
There you go. So then you worked at Comedy Central in development, right? You got to know like people, Michael Showalter pretty well. And you've worked with him a lot. And then how did you transition? Because that's also another place you might get stuck, right? Working on the network side. Then you clear way out of that to do your own stuff or to work on other people's stuff, but as a creative writer.
Yeah. I mean, when I was in development, I actually really loved it. So I had no aspirations of becoming a writer or doing anything else. But I got, as you said, I got really close with Michael Showalter. And you know, one day we were just on set of a game show that he and I created for MTV, and he was working on a feature, and I was just helping him for fun as a friend. And then he said, you know, hey, you and I should write together. So then we did, and it was great for me because he was a professor at the time at NYU.
Michael Showalter was? I didn't realize.
Yeah, of screenwriting. And I learned so much from that process, and he really, you know, sort of like shepherded me through that. And then we ended up selling the script pretty quickly. And then that sort of started my career.
And before we get to the dish, this is kind of nice. We've been leading with this, so the blind item dish. But did you, I have a vague memory of you hiring me for something early on.
Well, we did a digital, like, you know, I was in charge of a lot of the shows for our, like, ComedyCentral.com.
Right.
And which I'm forgetting what the name of that was. But we did a show together called Steven and Steven.
Right.
Remember that? They were twin brothers.
Yes. That were, like, connected at the... No, they were...
They're conjoined brothers.
Conjoined, yeah.
And there was one episode that I remember where... the conjoined brothers were in a tub full of shit.
But didn't I do like some kind of hidden camera thing?
Oh, right.
Before anything was going on with Tim and Eric.
Right. I brought you in for an audition for the show called Crash Test.
Crash Test.
And that, I have to say, we brought in so many fantastic, like now famous comedians, you know, like you did it, Aziz, you know, auditioned, like just all these people. And they, the network was like, none of these people are funny.
Oh my God.
Nobody. And, but they got somebody who I see on the Puppy Bowl a lot. Now.
Okay. Yeah. Steve Randazzisi or something like that, right?
I don't know his name.
That guy that was the guy that lied about being in 9/11.
Oh, right.
Okay. So your podcast is about experiencing racism and prejudice in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And you experienced this early on in your career.
Yeah. I mean, you know, in the beginning of the summer when Neha and I were
just
talking.
I'm sorry. It's just 11:30. I should really tease this into after hours. But I won't. I'll give it to you.
Plug it, the podcast.
Yes. Well, it's called The Diversity Hires.
We'll go a few minutes longer, and then we'll be in the after hours.
Plug the pod. Can you hang out and then tell your secrets?
That's pretty nasty. tell your story.
Sure. So in the beginning of the summer, you know, when there was like the beginning of race reckoning in our country, and just particularly. With our industry seeing, you know, tweets being uncovered, people getting canceled, blackface episodes being pulled off the air, you know, that kind of thing. Neha and I were, you know, talking a lot about it. And I came to the realization that in all of the jobs that I've had all across the board, almost all of them, with the exception of jobs where I worked for or with friends like Search Party or mm-hmm. Wet Hot American Summer, I've had a racist encounter of some sort. Wow. And that was sort of even surprising to myself because I never really sat down to think about it.
Right.
And I think that we've all accepted it as commonplace, you know, when somebody says something that's offensive or does something, you're just like, we've trained ourselves to
it's
get
a
over
joke.
It.
It's right. just a joke. Exactly.
Can you describe one of them?
Yes. So, for example, in the very first show that I was a writer on in LA, there was a lot of racist incidents and, you know, and issues on that show.
And this is something that you could look up on IMDb if you wanted
yes,
to.
Yes, you could.
Christina Lee, writer,
yeah.
shows.
The creator had pitched this episode or the storyline idea, which was that the Asian character on the show discovers that she's Asian, which... for you know that's
confusing.
A dumb idea
yeah.
discovers that she's Asian and then has to call all her ex-boyfriends to let them know that she's Asian because being Asian is like having an STD.
Oh Jesus.
What?
This was a storyline that I had to say in the room. I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And then another one that actually sparked a lot of controversy on that show. There was a whole episode based around the idea of the main character getting invited to a club, like a nightclub, by a black female rapper.
Okay.
And so the nightclub would have predominantly, you know, black people there. And she wanted the Asian character to be very scared to go to this club because mm-hmm. she was scared of black people. And there was a line specifically that she pitched. That were the main
creator star of the show.
Yes, that she pitched. That's and she said, you know, the main character said, "Why are you scared?" And the Asian actress's line was, "Because chocolate and yellow don't swirl."
What?
What?
Okay. And
but this was a show you worked on in the 1960s, right?
We all can grow and we all.
I mean, I wish it was that long ago. And
wow.
And ultimately. You know, it didn't go forward because everyone decided that that wasn't a great joke because yellow is not a flavor.
Did anyone
but
laugh at the
it seems
table
sure.
read of that?
I mean, was
yeah,
it, is
I'm
the joke
sure.
that it's like pee-pee and poo-poo? Like yellow and brown? That's that,
I mean,
that's
they do
I
swirl.
But they do swirl. Like, anyways.
But yeah, I mean, those are the kind of things.
Well, we'll reveal who this person is in After Hours, which we're going to go to right now. Vic, do you want to sign off?
Yeah, I'm going to get going.
All right, buddy. I hope you stay away from those neighbors, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to isolate here for a while and stay safe.
What about your wife? Does she have it? Is she riddled with COVID now?
We don't know yet, but my mom is here. My 68-year-old mother is here. So we're gonna,
want another one?
We're
oh,
gonna
boy.
Protect her. Yeah.
Protect her at all costs. We can't lose Mrs. Berger. What would Vic Berger III do?
Right.
He'd be all on his own. We don't want to think about that.
Just got to get a drop in. Yeah,
all right, everybody. We'll see you in office hours, after hours. Patrons only. Go to patreon.com/officehourslive if you'd like to become part of the experience. Support our official officehours.com merchandise. We've got lots of exciting special events coming up in the month of October, so stay tuned for more information on that. I think we have a game night coming up next Friday. Next Friday night, game night. And much, much more thanks to my guests, Corey and Brendan. This is Branchburg, now streaming on podcast sites. Christina Lee's podcast is The Diversity Hires. That's available as well right now.
Yes, The Diversity Hires with Christina Lee and Neha Patel.
They'll get it. If they type in the div, they'll get it. Thank you, everyone. All the best. Peace and love. Peace and love!
If they believe quite otherwise, it still will have him. We'll be right back.
Believe this?
Can you hear me now?
Unbelievable.